And welcome into the Lon Yop Show. It is Friday, January 21st, 2022. What does that say? Oh, it says welcome. Boy, that is old. That's not my handwriting either. We had that thing up when we were selling our house. And it was we were selling our previous house during COVID. When we were all still scared of COVID, we still didn't know what it was yet. So everybody was spraying Lysol all over their groceries and everything. You remember that?
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah, so we were doing that, and we put the dry erase board, the welcome, in the front, and like all the doors were like open and ajar, and everybody had to go in, and you had to have like sanitary wipes everywhere and all of that nonsense.
Booties.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had booties on our front door, or by our front door. Everybody had to put on some booties on their shoes.
We didn't know what it was, man. We didn't know what it was at all.
Yeah. Although that may have been just so that people didn't fucking destroy our house with their nasty-ass feet.
Well, that should be a common courtesy now. I'm going to start making everybody that comes to my house wear those things. All right, it is the Lon Yop Show. By the way, just real quick, like, share, subscribe. Streaming live on my personal Facebook page. What's up, chat? Already there in the chat. And the video is going to stay recorded. It'll continue to be on my Facebook page unless those tyrants take it down. And bitchute.com, the Lon Yop Show. I'll put it up again if you need the spelling. Just we'll do that for a few seconds. And let's see. We're also on rumble.com. I started the Today's Crazy News segments again. And everywhere, basically, you can get an audio podcast. It is available now. So we're just all over the place. We're doing good.
Nice.
So, obviously, got Sean sitting across from me. And I'm trying to do this setup differently with the cameras to where we can actually see each other and not have the computers and crud in our face. And you're the first guest that has been here with the LED studio lights where we can brighten this place up. Now you have an HD camera and I'm still working on, I can't hook up two HD cameras at the moment at the same time. So I've got the webcam on mine, but they're seeing you in
HD.
Do
I look beautiful? God, I hope so. Also, these lights are they're aggressive.
They are bright. They are bright.
These lights are aggressive, but it's cool, man. You can see like your track lighting. It's nice.
You can see them from like 2 miles away, dude. Those things were a bitch to set up because they come in rolls. Mm-hmm. That's rolled up. And they roll it up the opposite way that it's displayed. So it wants to curl. It's got a natural curl. It wants to curl off the wall.
Oh.
And they'll put them in like 7 feet, well, or 6 feet. Guess who doesn't have a 6 or 7 foot wingspan? And the tape on the back of it isn't, it's cling tape. It's not like, it's not sticky tape. It's cling tape. It only clings to the wall. So if you look really closely at the edges, you can see some masking tape where I had to have my wife come help me and just like spread out like this and put the masking tape on it just to hold it. Because if you don't put that masking tape, that one little edge in the back will start to peel off, and the whole strip will come down.
Whole kit and caboodle.
And you got to do it all over again. Man. I can't tell you how many times I had to deal with that. It was frustrating, but now that it's up, I pray that it stays.
All those lights outside your house, those are brand new? You had them installed? Or they were already there?
The white lights were all... They're all there. They were all there when we bought the house. I bought the Amazon fake fire lights. They're like, I don't know, some kind of weird digital contraption.
Yeah.
It looks like a flame, but it's very orange. It's more orange than a natural firelight. But it looks cool. So
yeah, they do look awesome. All your lights are looking good. Your house is looking nice.
lights.
Coming along there, bud. How long? How long you been here?
It was a year in August.
Wow.
So we're tracking along. This house was a steal. It was. We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Along with superpowers. Yeah, we were talking about the house.
What would you say the superpowers your kids would want?
My kids? Oh, geez. You know, I never asked them, to be fair. I would assume that my son would probably be a lot like yours. He'd probably mention Sonic at some point. Oh, man. Now I got to go ask him.
Okay, so we're building Dungeons & Dragons characters.
Oh, yeah?
You build your family. You don't have to use names.
Okay.
But you build yourself, your wife, your two boys, and I got me, my wife, and my two boys. I'll tell you. I'll start, so I'll let you think a little bit.
All right.
I'm the thief.
Okay.
Which could progress into a ninja, depending, but basically a thief. My oldest son is a red mage.
Okay.
Doesn't do any magic particularly well, but can kind of do it all, kind of jack of all trades, and can, in the Final Fantasy world, can also wield swords as well. So kind of like a jack of all trades, does nothing spectacularly well. The wife is obviously the white mage. She's the healer.
Okay.
And my youngest son, he is he's the monk, he's the black belt, he's the no weapon like fighter, although he just told us he had all kind of magic powers downstairs, so I don't know.
He really went hard. Mm-hmm. And I love how he put like an age to everything too.
He's got to level up.
He's got to level up. By the time he's 9, he's going to have ice powers. Whenever he turns 8, he's going to be able to run super speed like Sonic. What else did he say? Oh, at 10, he can fly with wings. He's going to have wings, and he's going to be able to control the air.
Amazing.
And that's whenever I told him that we'd have to kill him.
That's good genes, bro. Because that's my genes.
We can't let someone that powerful live in this world.
yeah, you know, it's so weird because he's the kid that, like, when we meet all the parents tell us that their child says he is their best friend. It's like, oh, okay, you too, huh? Okay. I'm like,
yeah.
Me and Trish, there was a time in my life where I was very well known on campus at community college, but I don't think there was ever a time where I was what you would call just like super popular, where I was everybody's like best friend or something. Or
sure.
I was well known, but not always for the right reasons. One of our kid is like the Mr. Popular in daycare or whatever. It's a little bit out of character, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, your D&D family.
Oh, you want me to go for that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My wife would be a cleric, healer class.
Mm-hmm.
Generally. A very strong, well-rounded character. Bennett would be a barbarian. Just he's a little animal, mm-hmm. is what he is. Logan probably. Logan's hard to pin down. He hasn't figured it out yet. He's kind of going everywhere. I think he'd probably be like a like an artificer, like a magic mixed with artistic mechanical design type of thing.
Interesting. Yeah. See, I like how you're getting more D&D, and I was kind of more Final Fantasy.
Still you're still in Final Fantasy.
But no, like a mechanical, like he can build an airship type.
I guess that would be kind of the idea. Yeah, eventually, probably in a higher level, you can work around that. Trying to tell a story over time, you say like in the next couple weeks or in the next couple months I'm going to dedicate to building an airship, and then with a series of dice rolls you could probably make it work.
Magic and mechanical ability.
Yeah, and you can flavor it however you want. They do anything from clockwork type stuff to magic tuning forks, controlling robots, and like a wand. A quick shooter type of thing, or it's a good way to flavor old school magic spells.
That is such a unique class, man.
Yeah,
I am unfamiliar with that type.
It's very new. I think it's only about 2 years old.
Okay,
2 or 3 years old.
My dice are down there somewhere.
Oh yeah, you still got those?
I got them. Oh yeah, nice. I still got the sheet from the night. I blacked out halfway through our D&D session, my first D&D session.
That was rough for you, I think.
Well, I was doing the keto diet. And I didn't eat much that day. And so it took like 2 sips of alcohol, and I made it halfway through, I'm guessing. I don't know. And I was gone.
I think you finished all of it. All the alcohol in that cup. You had a big old cup of alcohol, and you killed
I was drinking like wasn't on a diet or anything.
Like and straight or...
I don't know what I was doing.
Who knows? Some rum or something. You were just drinking it practically straight, and within an hour of starting, you weren't there anymore. I mean, you were there, and I think you tried to make good of everything, but I feel like you couldn't keep track. You were just like, where are we again? John's imagination had stepped out and got replaced by a belligerent hobo. John was no longer playing pretend. He was lost.
I did enjoy the pretend aspect, though. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fun. I always tell my wife, like, when we're going to play D&D or whatever, it's like, I'm going to play D&D with my friends. I'm going to play pretend with my friends.
Got to get that creativity out. All right, yeah, and then so now your D&D character.
Oh, for me? Oh, man. I have no clue. Probably like just a straight-up fighter. Just a fighter. And I say
like
just
warrior.
a warrior, and there are many different ways to play a fighter. You can, but I think it something like that, like playing a character that seems basic, allows you to create and become more imaginative. It's like, well, I'm going to attack it. Well, how do you attack it? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to back handspring off the ground, swing my sword while flipping over him, and then I'm going to stab him in the back, you know, that kind of thing. You get weird with it, and you pretend, and you tell you try to create a crazy story out of it, you know.
I want to see, and this may not be a good idea.
Okay.
I want to see if I have enough cord here. I'm going to get up and do it. If I can't get this tripod a little bit higher. Y'all don't freak out here.
Everybody's gonna get motion sickness.
Yeah,
now.
Don't get motion sickness. Don't puke. Yeah, that's a good shot. There we go. All right. That's what I'm looking to get, although the mic's just like straight up in your face now.
That's okay. That's fine. They don't need to see
you
me.
You duck and dodge.
Yep.
I didn't know where exactly how you were going to be seated. So you're the first person back in here for a while. That's
really
good. COVID is being... It's still very much a thing, but it's a less severe thing.
I'd say it's less severe. It's about one step out the door at this point.
The UK have pretty much released all their guidelines, all their mandates, all of that stuff. They're done.
Yeah.
They decided they're done.
The United States or the federal government has stopped the requirement of tracking COVID deaths. Are tracking COVID cases? Is that what it was?
They stopped showing it on CNN as soon as Biden got got into office.
Yeah, well, they officially made it like, you know, you don't need to track that anymore, and they're done with it.
It was inflated to begin with, but so they have like officially. I didn't know that.
I don't know when it was or is, if it's coming or if it's done. But I've heard it a couple times that it's.
They're just not going to track it anymore.
They're just not going to track it anymore.
Which is...
They're done.
I mean, it's one of those things. X amount hospitalized with COVID. Not for COVID. With COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they were talking about all the rise in children this winter. Well, yeah, but there's always a rise of children in hospital. It's freaking winter. Yeah. Everybody's got colds and pneumonia. I mean...
Yeah.
Those and I think the snot-nosed kids, man.
The numbers are weird. The numbers are always weird because there's always like the they just can't help but exaggerate them.
Mm.
They really can't. It's almost I've kind of come to the conclusion that at some point somebody realized that they were fucked if they ever came out as wrong. And they said, no, we can't do that. So let's just keep pushing forward. And it just kept going. Because the way that this all came out, nobody knew anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was fine. Nobody knows. We don't know what the fuck this is. Fair enough. We start to figure it out. And then
we were spraying Lysol on our grocery bags.
Yeah, we just started off with that, yeah. And I think the problem was is that the statements started to become very, very definite. Like the guidance became very like, very sure. This is what has to happen. It needs to happen this way. We know this. We should be doing this. And it's like, but then if for anybody who has a basic memory, I mean, my memory is trash to begin with, but. You see it fall apart over the years where it's like you start off with everybody's on red alert and we're still on red alert even though the story has completely changed
right
over the past 2 years as to what we're actually dealing with and how we should be dealing with it. That's fucking weird. it doesn't make any sense to me, but I know it makes sense to somebody.
I think people are waking up and they're realizing, okay, we've done this long enough. I knew this thing was endemic over a year now. Endemic, it's not going anywhere. I mean, yeah. I think 5 or 6 months ago, if you look on the Lanyap Show page and you look at some of the previous videos, my entire like video that I did, I don't remember how many hours it went, but the thing was, COVID isn't going anywhere, folks. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It is endemic. And Fauci just admitted it. I don't know if you've seen it, but Fauci just admitted it the other day where he basically said, well, we're not going to get rid of it. Now it's just a managing thing. Did you happen to catch that?
Mm-hmm. I heard it. Yeah, I think... It was so strange because that's how we started it, right? That's kind of how it all began. It was like, well, this is something we're going to have to deal with, so let's try to flatten the curve, right? That's how it kind of began. That's how everybody was kind of speaking about it. It's like, we can't stop it.
Right.
So let's try to keep everybody safe. And then it just evolved into something really fucking gross. And I want to say, I already said this. My brain, my memory is shit. But because to follow this, you have to have a board with thumbtacks and string and pictures and articles, and you have to constantly be tracking everything to remember all of the crazy left turns we took. There's so much. It's just so much to remember. But I want to say that things start to go off the weird side, like the really weird side, when the vaccines came out. Because it started off as like, oh, thank God, you know, we have vaccines now for people who need it. Mm-hmm. And You know, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions at that point. I can't remember the numbers at this point, but as soon when the vaccines had come out, I mean, there had been millions of people who had already had it, had already gotten COVID at some point. And then it just, like I said, it just took a weird turn. And then it just became all about the vaccine.
All about the vaccine, and you couldn't criticize it at all. Mm-hmm. If you even thought that there might be an adverse reaction or a symptom, it was shut out. You got censored. I mean, there... It's unbelievable if you go on Facebook. There are people... Now, people are waking up, and because of that, there's a bunch of people waking up. But there are people who are just still out there saying, there's no side effects, quit lying. And it's like, how can you really say, point blank, that it doesn't have any side... Every single medicine that ever existed, anything... Everybody's allergic to something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You cannot... tell me that there's not a side effect, but they don't track it. They sweep everything under the rug. They have incentives to do so. We know this. And like at this point, the people who still want to argue about me with this, I'm like, why don't you just wear a t-shirt that says, I trust the government?
Yeah.
I believe them. Boy, I believe the government.
Boy, is that a bad take, huh? To believe them, of all people. It sucks. It sucks because I personally believe that the vaccines are worth a damn to a lot of people. I do believe that. I think that there are a lot of people who benefit greatly from them. I mean, there are a lot of people who would need that, who just couldn't, who couldn't make it through by on their own.
Yeah,
who couldn't just sit home and tough it out for a week? They would be dead, and I get that. I mean, shit, I had it when I had it. It was rough, man. It was really bad for me. It wasn't just a cold, you know, and it was a full body. It was just like as. And it's as all anecdotal as all the anecdotes have said, it's this thing where you like you feel better for a day and then the next day you're even worse, and then you feel better for an hour and then you're even worse, and it's just
like a new symptom pops up.
Yeah, just constantly. And then at one point I was sitting there in bed and I was just like trying to take deep breaths because mm-hmm. I was like, if I don't, I'm gonna die. Okay. Now that might have been my brain playing with me and saying, you know, because that's, you know, I tend to do that to myself. But it was tough. But I made it. Now, for anybody else, I don't know, less healthy than me, and God, I'm not healthy at all. That thing is killer. But at this point, when we're talking about Omicron, what the fuck is it?
Megatron.
Oma or Ama? I don't know how to do the Latin.
I think it's Omicron.
Omicron. Let's go with Omicron.
I think that's what it is.
So with Omicron, you take out a lot of the heavier symptoms, and you get the like the beginning symptoms, which is like the sore throat, the runny nose, the headache, and mm-hmm. But you take out like the shortness of breath and the tight chest and like the crazy other things that, you know, they cause you to have low oxygen levels and you take all that stuff out, and then you get to this point where it is pretty damn close to a bad cold. Thank God, right?
Yeah.
We're at this point where it's like, thank God we're finally getting to this point where the disease has evolved to a less deadly, more contagious disease.
And the vaccines actually helped with that. You know, when people say the mutants, the variants mm-hmm. of COVID, when they say, oh, the reason why we're getting so many variants is because of the unvaccinated people. No, that's not how it works. If it's just a free-for-all, there's no wall blocking them. there's no reason to mutate. Mm. But because people are getting vaccinated, it forces the virus to mutate.
Mm.
It excels the evolution of the virus. And because of that, when a virus, and I've said this I don't know how many times, a virus is just like anything else. It's basically living. It just lives to replicate. You know, it just, for humans, it's the sex drive, but it's just like they live to replicate. If they kill the host, there's no point because they're still basically parasitic. Mm-hmm. They have to have a host to survive. So it's about replication. So it becomes more contagious and less deadly. So the vaccines actually helped that because it put a wall and it forced to evolve. And I'm with you. I believe there's a certain percentage of the population that absolutely need this vaccine. Mm-hmm. They need it because they would die from COVID. I think... there is a very small percent, but it exists, and I think to not acknowledge this, I think is foolish, but there is a, and to some degree, it's almost evil, there are some people that are not going to die from COVID, they won't even be affected that much by COVID, but medically, the vaccine will get them. It will injure them. They will get an injury from this vaccine, potentially kill them, and they would have been way better off getting the virus and the natural immunities. Now, they are a special class. It's a small percentage. But when you're talking about vaccinating, how many people are on this planet?
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about vaccinating that many people, that it's a small percentage, but that's a lot of people. And don't tell me that's somebody's brother. That's somebody's mother. Those lives matter. And to say, well, they would have been better off getting COVID, but they got the shot, they did the shot, and it's okay. You know, they were doing it for other people. No, it's not okay. That's somebody's relative. That's somebody's loved one that just died. And then I think there's a large part of the population. It doesn't matter whether they get the vaccine or not. It's kind of like iffy. They're not going to die. They're not going to get hospitalized from COVID. They'll get sick, but the vaccine too. Like I think I fit into that category. I've had COVID. It sucked. It wasn't fun, but it's a sickness. It's the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life. But it was a sore fucking throat. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love that the phrase, or not the phrase, but the comeback when people say that. Like when people say, like, oh, it was just, you know, it was just a bad cold. It was a bad cold, you know, worst sore throat of my life, and they kind of laugh it off, right? Which is mm-hmm. fine. I'm not, but other the response to that a lot of the times is like, oh, you're one of the lucky ones. Okay, yeah, I'm one of the 99.9% is basically what you should say. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm the lucky one? What do you mean I'm the lucky one? I'm the norm.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like you are the norm at that point. That's the norm. There's the norm and then there's the unlucky. There's no one lucky with COVID, but... this response of like, oh, you're the lucky one is this weird, like, this weird fucked up view of what COVID has done to the nation. It's like, oh, it's killed so many people. You know,
right.
It's like, yes, I know, but
look at the grand scheme of things. 350
million people
it's
here.
How they manipulate the data. Have you seen recently, just in the past few days, Jimmy Dore, Jimmy D-O-R-E, look up the Jimmy Dore Show on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, I would. He broke down one of the things that they're doing, where they had some person going like, I don't know, MSNBC or CNN, and they were like, "Well, you are 20 times more likely to die if you're unvaccinated than if you're vaccinated."
Mm.
But the percentage chance, the overall percentage chance that you die from COVID, or at least Omicron, whether you're vaccinated or not, was still less than 1%.
Yeah.
So the difference was, it was 0.20 against 0.80%.
Right.
Percent. It was still, you're going to be less right. than 1% chance that you die from it. But they were like 20%, but they only say 20 times more likely not to die if you're vaccinated. But it's still less than 1%.
Right. Yeah, and I think what if it's a weird kind of vaccine? So if you think if maybe the government would have come out from the jump and said, "Look, we've got this vaccine. We know how to make this vaccine. We know how viruses work. We know that the faster we get them to mutate, the faster we'll get to a point where we don't have to deal with it as mm-hmm. a huge issue. The faster we get to the point where it's just a yearly cold that we have to deal with. And then they just go, all right, what do you say? Do you think there would have been more people willing to get vaccinated than if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die? And then everybody goes, but I have the numbers right here that say I'm probably not going to. In fact, there's a high chance I'm going to live through this.
Vaccinate the most vulnerable part of the population. Say, hey, these people more than likely vaccinated. Some of you got, just be honest. And there are side effects. See, that's the other thing. I know a few people. But there is a family in particular that I know of. And the family is convinced that one of them died because of the vaccine. Had no previous, I think probably in the 50s or 60s, had no previous heart issues or whatsoever. But that... You can only go online and log it yourself under VAERS, V-A-E-R-S or whatever it is. There was no real investigation done for it. It was like a heart attack or whatever, and that was it. The family is convinced it was the vaccine. But the argument there is if they would just be more honest to people, you know, maybe people that were getting blood clots. Isn't blood thinners, like you can take blood thinners and that's kind of, that helps with blood clots, right? Mm-hmm. So what if there are people who are more susceptible to getting blood clots? They talk to their personal physician, they say, we still want you to get the vaccine, but why don't you take some blood thinners first or something? Drink a beer, Corona will be gone. She said that the beer will handle it. Well, I mean, it could thin your blood, but whatever, alcohol, whatever. Yeah. But if you go there, take some blood thinners,
take some baby aspirin, and call me in the morning.
And you take that for a while, and then you get the vaccine or the booster, or whatever, and you continue on the blood thinners for a little while. That should lessen your chance. There should be things that people who are more vulnerable, if they were honest about the side effects. Mm-hmm. People could take those precautions and still get vaccinated. But the mere fact that they lie to people, the mere fact that they want to sweep it under the rug and don't tell anybody everything, the fact that they put animated syringes and actually, no, those were people dressed as syringes, weren't they? On like on Colbert or whatever.
I heard about that one.
Like the late night, they were dancing syringes, people in syringe costumes. That straight up screams propaganda to me. John, why are you so vaccine hesitant? I'm not even. Did you see the propaganda? That's why. Why would they have to do that? If they didn't do that, I wouldn't be so hesitant, but it's just blatant and in your face, and they lie. If they would just be honest about the side effects, number one, this is one of the only countries in the entire world where they're allowed to advertise medication. But then when they do, it's like, this will help with your headache. And then they are obligated by law to list all the side effects, which is nausea, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. And then all of a sudden, heart attacks and blood clots and gangrene. And they list 30 different symptoms. Half of them will kill you.
Yeah.
And they have to list it in the commercial.
And you kill yourself.
Yeah. That's the one. Like a lot of depression medication, a lot of it makes you more depressed. But they have to list all of this stuff. COVID vaccine, no one. God forbid you ever speak. It hurt my arm when they stabbed me with a needle. Oh, that's misinformation. You're banned for a week from Facebook. Well, it's a needle. It hurts. It hurts when they stab you. Oh, that's misinformation. You know, like just be honest with people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we just look at the track record of the government in general and say, yeah, that's not how they work. So we shouldn't expect it any different, to be fair. It's just the way it is. And I don't know. You know, let's stop talking about Corona. We're fucking done with Corona. We're going to Russia now.
Oh, man.
Russia's over. Corona's over. We're dealing with Russia now. That's
real quick, just to finalize the last point you made.
Yeah.
The Tuskegee experiment.
Sure. Tuskegee experiment. There's
that went on 40 years.
There are. I know. I hate to say. Well, just Google it, but it's true. You can quite literally Google conspiracies or U.S. conspiracies. Proven true,
mm-hmm.
And you will find a list somewhere. You know, they were poisoning the water here, or you know, the CIA ran this operation to get this war started, or something. It's all of it was a conspiracy theory at some point, where somebody's like, "Hey, there's some dirty dealings here," and then something gets released, and it's true, and everybody goes, "Oh, well, whatever."
Well, we know Big Tobacco. We know Big Tobacco
paid
for scientists, researchers at universities to put out a bunch of BS. So when you say, oh, well, I trust the science. I trust these researchers. This is a peer-reviewed article. Yeah, they had peer-reviewed articles from sponsored by Big Tobacco, too, that were telling people that they were no more cigarettes were no more addictive than coffee.
Yeah.
We talked about Tuskegee. I don't know if people know this. Look it up. It's the Tuskegee experiment. It went on 40 years. They took Africans and told them that they were vaccinating them. And they gave them syphilis. People died. This continued for 40 flipping years. And then they were like, oh, our bad, we shouldn't have did that.
Bad call.
Then okay, so
we're
you know,
just gonna go put ourselves in timeout for a second and really think about what we did.
There was a time in the 80s where AIDS was hitting. It was a bad epidemic, and we still didn't know a whole lot about AIDS at the time, and they wanted to get more funding, because the rumors were, which was correct, it was true, it was mostly the homosexual community and the community that shared dirty needles. So the drug addicts and the homosexuals were the ones that were being most afflicted. This was true. That was like the majority of the cases. But it is on record. You can go and look it up. But at the time, I think it was the director. I don't know. It was like one of the main people in the CDC who decided they needed more funding. And the way to do it was to lie about who could be infected with the AIDS virus. So they lied to everyone and said everybody is susceptible. It's not about needles. It's not about the blood. It's not about sexual transmission. Everybody can get affected. And so there was a period in the 80s, and the funding went through the roof for it. And it worked. And we ended up getting the proper medication. And I know some people say it's more complicated than that, because there were some drugs out there that would have helped that they were, you know, sweeping under the rug. It was a lot about money. But the point is, they tricked the American public into spending more money, and it worked out. The ends justify the means, right? They told everybody, oh, everybody can get AIDS. Mm-hmm. So there was more focus on it that way. And they thought the ends justify the means to do so. But it was a lie. The CDC blatantly lied, and they admitted it.
Yeah, and that kind of shit really drummed up a lot of, like, anti-gay sentiment and anti... just really a lot of homophobic shit. Just like, oh, the gays brought the AIDS, and now we have to stop them. And it's just all kinds of crazy stuff off of misinformation.
Right. And that was the other aspect of it was, well, look, we are trying to protect that community, you know, but you can't just say, oh, you can get AIDS by getting sneezed on.
Right.
But, yeah, you know.
Don't touch the gay guy, Jimmy. He's going to give you AIDS. It's like, dude, yeah. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Because that's kind of what it turned out to
well. It got really weird.
It and if they would have just been honest from the get-go. But would we have found the cure? I don't know. But I don't think the ends justify the means is always the way to go. I always go with freedom, and I always go with truth and honesty. And then there's the sugar lobbies. You know, the sugar lobbies, mm-hmm. for years, they tried to convince everybody that it was fats that were the problem. And margarine was better than butter. It was more healthy than butter. Chemicals. Some kind of chemical product was better than natural butter.
Like, and whipped oils.
Yeah, yeah. And it obviously, it turned out it was just the sugar lobby paying for all of this nonsense. So they lie to us all the time. The government lies to us. The medical experts, they're all just bureaucrats. So, we got a comment. Yes, I was scared to death of AIDS as a small child because my mom wouldn't let me sit on public toilets.
Oof.
And that is because the head of the CDC was telling everybody they were lying about how it was getting transmitted because they needed more funding because they were like, oh, it's just for the gays and the drug addicts, so we're not going to devote as much time and research. And again, it's you're weighing that thing. Do you lie to people so you can get more funding and actually get rid of this terrible disease? Or do you just be honest and maybe they never get that funding and maybe AIDS is still prevalent today? I don't know.
You want to go over some?
But I go with truth and truth shall set you free.
You want to go over the 9 huge government conspiracies that actually happened?
Let's do it.
All right. So Insider, businessinsider.com, they posted an article here. This was on December 23rd of 2013. So. God knows how much has happened in the past 10 years. But so number one, it's the U.S. Department of Treasury poisoned alcohol during Prohibition, and people died.
They poisoned alcohol?
Poisoned alcohol. The 18th Amendment, which took effect in January 1920, banned the manufacture, sale, and transportation of alcohol, right? So to keep up with America's thirst, bootleggers not only created their own alcohol, but also stole industrial versions. Nana, nana, nana. So they were poisoning it, adding 10% methyl alcohol, causing the worst effects.
Oh, my God.
That's number one. Number two, the U.S. Public Health Service lied about treating black men with syphilis for 40 years.
Yep,
This is the one you just talked about. Tuskegee. Which I don't know how that can't be number one, but that's pretty bad.
I mean, for 40 years. 40
years is a long fucking time, dude.
40 years, they killed people for 40 years. That's not cool. Our government did it. That's not it's a conspiracy. Bruh, they killed people for 40 years, and it's not even the government doing it for a war effort. It's not even like espionage or trying to do it for oil, which is still despicable. They did it for medical research, and they lied to people. It was the scientists that were lying. Listen to me. The scientists, the experts, were the ones that were lying.
Yeah. So, number three, more than 100 million Americans received a polio vaccine contaminated with a potential cancer-causing virus.
Say that again, one more time.
More than 100 million Americans received a polio vaccine contaminated with a potentially cancer-causing virus.
Wow. Okay. So I want to go back and rant on this a little bit because when we talk about, getting injured, potentially injured from these vaccines, you have to remember it's not only the vaccine itself. There's also human error. We have stories that happen where people were getting injected with saline. And, I mean, obviously they're fine. The saline injections were fine. But still, human error. They thought, they went home thinking that they were vaccinated and they were not. We have a case, I forget which one it was, where they were injecting them with just something else altogether. It wasn't even the proper vaccine. So there is human error. This mm-hmm. happens. For whatever reason, or there's sterilization errors. Maybe the needle's not sterilized when they give. Most of the time it is, but there's always those errors. So it's important to remember it's not just the vaccine itself that can injure you, but there's also human error. All right, let's give us the next conspiracy. All right,
the next one. And look, I'm going to go ahead and just say this out loud. You should probably do further research on any of these that might interest you.
Sure.
Because these are Cliff Note versions of probably incredibly long, mm-hmm. drawn-out papers, and this is not going to give you everything, but this is fun regardless. Number four, parts of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which led to the U.S. intervention in Vietnam, never happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
They lied about that to get us into a war. It was a pretense for a war. It was entirely fabricated.
Yep. Number five, military leaders reportedly planned terrorist attacks in the U.S. to drum up support for the war against Cuba in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, the government tested the effects of LSD on... That's... Whew, what a trip. Of LSD on unwitting U.S. and Canadian citizens. Oh, MK Ultra, yes.
MK Ultra. I do
remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's one of the ones where you get caught in like a... on like a conspiracy page on Facebook, and that's one of the ones that always gets flashed
it's
out.
It's a conspiracy.
What you know about MK? Look up MK Ultra. It's like yes, that one and about 100 other ones. That's, yeah, it's wild.
Again, medical professionals lying to you.
Mm. In 1974, the CIA secretly resurfaced a sunken Soviet submarine with three nuclear-armed ballistic missiles. I don't know. This one's a long, detailed one, I'm sure. CIA secret project Azorian aimed to raise the sunken submarine from the floor of the Pacific with three nuclear-armed ballistic missiles, each carrying one megaton nuclear warhead. President Nixon's approval. CIA Director Richard Helms. Not sure. The
what was the conspiracy that it happened or that it actually didn't happen?
I'm not sure. That one's a little bit... I've never heard of that one at all.
I haven't either.
So the CIA redacted text in this these documents that prevented determining the operation's exact level of success. But the crew of the Glamour Explorer, the recovery ship, did haul contents to Hawaii for unloading. So they secretly did it. Mm. I don't know exactly how deep that one goes. That one must be interesting to look into. So number eight, the U.S. government sold weapons to Iran, violating an embargo, and used the money to support the Nicaraguan militias. Militants, I'm sorry. Nicaraguan militants.
What about is the CIA cocaine plane on there?
That was a whole thing, too.
The CIA was smuggling cocaine everywhere.
Who was it? Was it the CIA?
That was a real thing. It's not FBI. Even a theory.
There was a theory. I don't know if this was even proven.
The goddamn
true
plane
yet.
Crashed.
Was it importing crack into the hood? Was a CIA operation or an FBI operation?
I don't know. I don't know the full extent of that. I mean,
I've heard whisperings of that one. So
I know that the damn CIA plane crashed and it had cocaine in there.
Cocaine. Yeah, mm-hmm. Reagan really got away scot-free with that one. Ollie North took the hit for that one. For the Iran-Contra thing.
What year was that?
Oh, 19...
Oh, was that the Reagan dementia years or when he was actually a good president?
1985.
So when he was actually a good president, yeah, and
he was
actually
doing some dirty shit.
Well, I mean,
well, him and his boy Bush, you know.
Yeah, well, the whole Bush family. My God, look right? at look at those cats and yeah. where they come from.
So number skull nine,
and, what is it? Skull and bones or skull and crossbones?
I've heard a little bit of that. I don't yeah, know anything they about are, it, though.
I think it's kind of just like a BS frat to begin with, but it's the club,
but
and
but like while all frats, it's about networking and
exactly.
it's about getting your boys with the jobs that they need.
Exactly. So it's not so much demonic as it is corruption.
Sure. Nepotism.
Mm-hmm. Nepotism. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So number nine, a public relations firm organized congressional testimony that propelled U.S. involvement in the Persian Gulf War. A public relations firm organized congressional testimony that propelled U.S. involvement in the Persian Gulf
War. They hired a PR firm?
Yeah, basically.
To have Congress lie to yeah. promote a war.
It was a propaganda push for war. So, I mean, it's...
It's been going along yeah. a long, long time. And
that's just nine. Those are probably nine of the more well-known conspiracy theories proven true. And I'm sure there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other conspiracy theories that are still kind of, you know, in the wind that nobody can really prove or deny, really.
Well, like I tell people, you know, everybody says Walter Cronkite was the best and all of these. Yeah, but you had three news channels that you watched and you had no choice but to believe them because that was all that was on. And you never heard an alternative story. And now with the internet and social media, and look, I do know a lot of times it is bad. I mean, social media is terrible. But at least it brings that challenge and you can actually hear the other story. And I think we've never been at such a significant part in our history where we can actually say, yeah, this guy is full of shit. They started getting called out on it and it happens more and more. Brian Williams claimed he was shot down in a helicopter and it fucking never happened. Do you remember that?
Sniper fire on
yeah,
Hillary
sniper
Clinton.
Fire on Hillary Clinton. They claimed that shit. It fucking never happened.
It's all a kind of PR push thing. It's like, feel sorry for me or they want a little bit more attention type of thing. And
so it was this day. Back in 1998, I think, is when the newspapers were first reporting about Bill Clinton and that woman.
That woman.
That's what he referred to her as. Miss Lewinsky.
She who shall not be named.
But Drudge Report. You remember, was it Matt Drudge or Mike Drudge, whatever? The rumors were on the internet first. It was all over the internet first for at least, I don't know if it was a full week, but at least a few days before the newspapers ever started to cover it, and nobody paid it any mind until the newspapers got to it. And then this date back in history, I believe 1998, is when the first newspaper report came out.
God damn it, Al Gore, this is all your fault. Started that fucking internet, now everybody knows her name.
He did start the internet and created it.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he created global warming too, right?
Yeah. Al Gore's responsible for global warming.
It's
he created global warming.
It's all his fault.
You know, so there was a time, what year was Bush and Gore? What year was that election?
That was 2000? Was that not
2000?
2000? Oh my gosh, everything's a blur now.
Okay, so we'll go with that. I was in high school then because it was like 2003. I remember walking through the locker room.
Yep, 2000.
And being picked up and shoved against a locker. And the guy was screaming in my face, "Who are you voting for, Bush or Gore?" And I looked up at him, and I was like,
"This was high school."
Yeah.
Yeah, you were what? Like you were maybe a senior.
I graduated in 2003.
Oh yeah, you weren't even voting then.
No, so I looked up. I looked up at him, and
a lot
I was
of aggression
like,
"Aggression for nothing."
I can't fucking vote.
The fuck off,
and
you,
he
dude.
Said, "If y'all don't vote for Gore, I'll fucking kill you and your whole family." And I was like, "Bruh, I can't fucking vote."
I'd like to thank P. Diddy for Vote or Die. It's all his fault.
I did, and the guy, man, he really. For some of y'all who may know, because some of y'all are here, that's Big B, Brandon, the guy. He had a sleepy eye and one eye that was closed all the way.
But a very serious individual.
A very serious individual.
Very sleepy.
Threw me up against the locker, told me he was going to kill me and my whole family if I didn't vote for Al Gore. And I couldn't even vote.
That's aggressive.
He didn't kill us, by the way.
No.
I'm still here.
Wasn't your fault?
I don't know. But
it's all Florida's fault, really.
Oh, yeah, Florida was so bad. I got a buddy that texted me. Oh, let me not say that. He's never going to watch this, but people know who I'm talking about. Should I call him out?
No.
Okay, I won't do it. You don't remember Brandon Jack?
Brandon Jack.
Not the same guy. I'm talking about the one that threw me up against the locker. Somebody, some of the people in the chat.
They know you.
No, yeah. Brandon Jack. He had one eye that was always closed, and the other eye was halfway open all the time. I don't know if he was high or that was just like an issue he had. And I don't mean to pick on somebody if they have like that kind of physical issue. But
he had the Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, he punched your brother in the face. Yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah.
All I see is Forrest Whitaker whenever you say that. Like, that's all I can think of.
Threatened my whole family. He threatened our lives because I wasn't going to vote for Al Gore. Like, bro, I'm not even old enough to vote. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Political violence is fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Sarcasm.
Not really.
No, it's pretty shitty. I mean, if we're being honest, it's absolutely shitty. Political violence is dumb.
So how about that insurrection? Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
When they were throwing fire bombs and...
I lit candles at my house for that.
Well...
It just came up.
I mean, you should. The president had to go hide. They were calling the president Basement Boy. He was hiding in the White House. I mean, they were raising all kind of hell. They were attacking police. I think there was something like 20 plus people injured. At that full on insurrection riot at the White House.
It was fucking.
And then it was
sad. I mean, people farted on desks.
No, you're talking about January 6th. I'm talking about the actual insurrection at the White House. You don't remember when Trump had to go in the basement and they were calling him Basement Boy?
I don't
boy?
Remember that.
You don't remember that?
Oh, I must have missed that one.
There was a...
Dude, was that...
Dude.
Oh, I do remember that. There was like a riot outside.
There was a riot outside the White House.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember? And then they started saying, oh, Trump's a Nazi because they were pepper spraying the rioters. Oh. And they said they were gassing the rioters and blah, 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 blah. No. They didn't say they were gassing the rioters. They were gassing... the protesters, and Trump was a fascist and a Nazi and this and that and blah, blah, blah. That was an insurrection.
I tell you
what. Was it not? They said, well, Trump, they called him Bunker Boy.
Well, I don't.
Because the FBI made him go hide in the bunker
in the White
House. I don't
remember what happened. I don't remember that one specifically.
That's political violence.
Yes. Point. There's a point there. But I don't remember the specifics of that one. But I do remember it happening. I do remember there being lots and lots of stuff about it at some point. The Bunker Boy specifically. I thought that was pretty funny.
Let's pull up the browser here. Trump hid from protests in underground bunker, report says. This is from Forbes. Trump took shelter in White House as protests raged. What is that? AP News?
2020.
June 1st, 2020.
Wow.
Just pulling it up. Is that not an insurrection? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think it's an. I would I say
know.
Not either. But
I
if
don't
January
know what an insurrection is anymore.
Secret Service agents rush President Donald Trump to the White House bunker on Friday night as hundreds of protesters gathered outside the executive mansion. Some of them throwing rocks and tugging at police barricades. Oh yeah, that's all they threw rocks and tugged at police barricades.
They tugged at barricades.
Did they even document the arrest and stuff going on in here? Never mind. I don't want
if they
all
tugged
their...
at barricades. Then, then yes, it was an insurrection. So,
but it's
the
just
minimum?
So...
I just need to know what the minimum requirement for an insurrection is, so that I'm not labeled a terrorist whenever I like. I don't know, jaywalk near the White House. I need to know what the... Is that somewhere? Can you read that? Like, what counts as an... Do you have to plan it?
I think it's like a planned attempt to overthrow the government.
Okay, but how well? Like, does everybody have to know about it, or does it have to be like five people there?
I don't know.
So if five people there are like, we're going to overthrow the government, and everybody else is like, what? And then they all start going, and they're like, okay, we're going? And it's like, yeah, we're going. It's like, oh, where are we going? Don't worry about it. We're going.
That's why they can so freely call it an insurrection, because it's not so plainly defined. So, it should be.
I watched it, right? Did you watch the January 6th thing?
Yeah.
I remember
I watched it live, yeah.
Yeah. So I was at work on that day. Not doing much because it was the slow season. It was January. And I remember watching a good 4 or 5 hours of that shit. It was on in the background. Like, I remember I was doing some menial, monotonous bullshit and getting some work done. And I just had it on. Some guy was live streaming it on YouTube. And I was just watching. I was like, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, it all started, you know, everybody's behind barricades. And because what I did is I sift back to, like, try to see where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
And it just starts. Everybody's out there. And then all of a sudden, everybody's moving towards the building. And then everybody's out in front of the door. And then all of a sudden, the door is open. And everybody kind of not really runs in. Or, you know, violently.
You do know that the people that were armed left their guns outside the Capitol building.
Oh, that was a good call.
They left their arms outside. What the fuck kind of insurrection is that? Well, where you're trying to overthrow the government, but you leave your arms outside
also,
the building?
I don't know. The thing with the insurrection too is that, like, if you're gonna have an insurrection, at least leave Mama at home. Because you don't want to bring Mama, all right, and Uncle Joe with the bad leg.
They were there to go walk through the fucking Capitol.
It's
those
not
fucking insurrection.
It will not be effective. Okay, I don't know what the plan was, but Mama and Uncle Joe should have not been there. And I don't know. It's weird, dude.
They left their arms outside. They walked through the purple velvet ropes, and they were taking selfies.
Yeah.
Now, there were people out there.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
There
were people
out there
that did some crazy shit. Beating on cops.
Probably got arrested first.
Yep. They shouldn't have done that. But the majority of people out there.
I'd call it a violent riot for the most part.
So, you know, there were protests.
Mostly peaceful, violent riot, of course, but...
So, they interrupted Congress, right? That's, like, the biggest charge that they're doing.
Okay.
Which is it's a charge. They interrupted, like, Congress procedures.
How fucking dare you walk
into
the people's house and interrupt the people?
You know, when Kavanaugh was having his hearing, there were also protesters inside, just outside the door there, but there were protesters inside the Capitol protesting Kavanaugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd call that a mostly peaceful process, though.
Look, I'm gonna put the camera on you so I can go Google it and pull that crap up again too, to show everybody.
What a wild ride! Look,
how you spell Kavanaugh?
Start with caviar, and then add the gnaw at the end. I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know. Google will help you.
Fact check. Oh, they're fact checking this. So they're probably lying about it.
Oh, shit.
But they were inside the Capitol.
Okay.
Were
they inside or mostly outside?
They were mostly outside.
The protest was mostly outside and peaceful.
Brett Kavanaugh hearing angry protesters flood Capitol Hill, USA Today. Well, what does the USA... this is USA Today, so they're fact-checking their own story or something?
Uh-oh. Somebody got their news wrong.
It lacks context.
Oh, shit. That's my favorite one. When something lacks context, that's great.
In 2018, liberals and Democrats protesting against Kavanaugh stormed Capitol Hill, disrupting. So this is a fact check. Well, if I'm wrong, I want to see if I'm wrong. But they, an allegation he denied, blah, blah, blah. No, it was not yesterday. Yeah, I'm fucking, nobody's paying money for you, you morons. Who's going to fucking pay for a subscription?
Do you want to pay for it? No.
They were demonstrating after California. Professor Christine Blasey, boy, you remember that fucking nut job? You could tell in her eyes she was just out there. Oh, my God. Well, where's the fact check?
What was the context that we were missing? Was it like on a different day?
I mean,
is that what you read?
Like while protesters did push past a police barricade in front of the steps of the Supreme Court,
yes,
pound on his doors, according to NBC News,
yes,
USA Today could find no reference to protesters entering the Supreme Court building.
See, mostly outside, mostly peaceful.
They could find only USA, but that's just USA Today could find no reference to it. Oh. So that means it's not true.
Well,
Capitol Police said in a press release they arrested more than 100 people for infractions.
Mostly peaceful. Mostly outside. That's the thing.
But the Washington Post said nearly 300 protesters.
When was this fact check created? Do they have a date on it?
2018 or I don't know.
Gosh, how crazy has the last like 4 years been?
But
It just flew our rule.
Oh, so the ruling is just that it's missing context. Listen,
oh no!
A post equating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol 2018 demonstrations against conference blah 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 is missing context based on our research because without additional information it could be misleading. Photos of the post authentically represent the 2018 protests, but the text leaves out key differences between the demonstrations because one of them's for our side and the other one's for the other side.
They say that, but with more words.
Yeah. Riot resulted in the death of a U.S. Capitol. No, it didn't! The guy died of it. He was back. Listen, if you were so physically traumatized by the riot, you go back to work the next day. You have a stroke and you die. Why would you go back to work the next day? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. You tell me why. Go ahead.
Who died on that day?
That day?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
The woman who got shot in the
neck? The woman who got shot.
So everybody else either died later or had injuries that day. Correct? Which would have been what? Maybe 5 people total died? As a result of, which could have been days or weeks later?
Yeah, most of them were like suicide.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Why?
It was like two or three suicide. I think they were like the Capitol Police that were committing suicide.
Well, no.
And you tell me that doesn't spark some conspiracy.
Okay, from what I remember, and of course, this is just, again, bad memory. I think it was 5 people. And I think it was 4 mostly peaceful insurrectionists and the one police officer. I believe those were the, and then there were just a slew of injuries, just a bunch of people, like mm-hmm. that one cop that got crushed-ish. I wouldn't say crushed because that implies death, but he definitely got stampeded and just a bunch of people just got hurt. It was possibly the dumbest insurrection ever recorded.
If you want to consider it an insurrection.
Sure.
I mean, if insurrection was their goal, yes, they were awful.
They were dumb.
At it.
They were quite dumb. But again, I'd love a little bit more. And I'm sure we're going to find out more eventually about, because, you know, there are people who still haven't had their trial yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to find out more of what was going through the majority of people's heads as they walked up to the doors and walked into the doors. And, I don't know, just walked around inside. It was fucking weird. I don't know what they were trying to do. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. They were trying to stop the election. They were trying to stop Pence from
certifying
the vote.
I think, honestly, I think they thought, I don't know if they believed that it would stop anything, but I think a lot of the people that actually went through...
You think it was just blind anger?
I think they just wanted to be there and just to protest. Just to show, I am here. Mm-hmm. I don't think the election was fair or whatever. I am here. I'm taking selfies. I'm part of this movement. I'm showing that I don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty much all the majority of them did. There was a few that broke. I don't think they should have broken into the offices and stuff.
There were quite a few with malicious intent.
Right.
Most definitely.
But I think most of them.
There were more than a few.
Most of them were like, yes, I don't agree with this. I want everybody to know. Yeah, I'm here. I'm part of this movement. I wish they wouldn't certify it. I'm not going to go shoot anybody or do anything. I didn't even bring a weapon. I'm taking a selfie or whatever, but I'm here and this is my protest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if.
They just. Man.
Then there was just some lunatics that did whatever.
Again, just dumbest insurrection of all time. Fucking lame. It was so lame. You know? Somebody help Uncle Joe, bro. Who took his cane?
Oh my God. Poopy pants Biden.
It was bad, dude.
Like, did you see his latest press conference? They thought that was a good idea.
A couple days
they
ago?
Still,
Was it a couple days ago?
Like yesterday or day yesterday? Before?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
The oh my God. The think tank got together and thought, you know what? Look, the media is even being too critical of him. It's about to be a year since he's been sworn in. Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is get him out there, do a tour, go around, get him in front of cameras and speak and get ahead of the narratives, get ahead of the story. That way he can put his own spin on it. And he just, it was bad.
Come on, man. It wasn't that bad.
It was bad.
Come on, John. Come on.
We're gonna look up some his approval ratings here, which what's funny is
29%.
There's still push polls in here, and even with the push polls, but even the, like, some of the most extreme push polls now, which had him like just -1, that has even changed. I mean, just look at this. -14.8, bro. That's his, according to Real Clear Politics, when you aggregate his poll numbers. Reuters and Ipsos has been the worst. I think the last Reuters and Ipsos, I think he was like -1.
Mm.
So at least they're giving him -9. But dude, that's a push poll. They're off by 5 to 10% with that -9. Rasmussen -17. Now Rasmussen may be a little bit skewed. Economist YouGov, which are normally pretty good, they have him at -11. I would say the truth is probably between -11 and -17 right now.
Mm.
I would say probably -14, -15. And then there you go. When you aggregate it, he's -14.8. I think that's a good aggregate. But look at the rest of these. I mean, -11, -10, -16, -20. Let's just go a little bit further, though, just to show you. Okay, we have all of those. But then there were some -5, -6. Look, -1. There's the IBT. I was confusing them with IBT. IBT, this one, they are the worst. The absolute worst. How do you still have a job, man? My highlighter's not working. Negative one. So every negative 19, negative 16, negative 9, negative 6, negative 8, negative 14, negative one. His approval is just negative one. How do you still have a job?
I don't know how this shit works, to be fair.
It's polling. It's they're paid liars.
We asked 1,000 people. And those 1,000 people told us.
And they do registered voters, non-registered voters, or likely vote. Registered voters, likely voters, and then just all, everybody. Hmm. And so the ones with just the A's behind them, it's like all, everybody, those you can kind of throw out.
Interesting.
But obviously his approval was negative 14.8.
The one yesterday.
That is not good.
The one yesterday, was that the one where they had Tom Hanks give like an intro or some shit?
Did Tom?
If I remember, not that didn't happen.
I don't.
Oh,
I don't know.
That
I
must have just been a meme. Oh, I feel silly.
I wasn't aware. No, it may have happened. I'm just not aware of it. I don't know. I can just tell you.
I'm gonna pull some Google Foo real quick.
So,
and see if...
so the Biden blunders. So Biden questioned election integrity. You know what he said? He said we had one of the best elections ever, one of the best turnouts ever, but if we don't pass our voter, let's not call it voter rights because we know it's not about voter rights. If we don't pass this voting bill that we're going to do, this next election would be completely compromised, especially if the Republicans win. We have to call into question the voting integrity. But they just had apparently the most secure, best election that they ever could have. And now it's life or death whether or not we pass this voting bill that they want to pass.
Mm.
But we just had the best, most secure election we've ever had. But now there's a bunch of voter suppression. Like, it didn't make any, you know what I'm saying? It didn't make any sense. And he actually questioned, he said, if I don't win, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with these elections, basically. If we don't pass this bill and I lose, he's questioning voter integrity.
Oh, shit.
He did that. So, but it's like...
No, that was one of his biggest blunders. Joe.
He also said...
Normalcy, Joe.
So they asked him about Putin possibly invading the Ukraine. They like to call it the Ukraine. He said there's a difference between an invasion and an incursion. If it's just an incursion, we'll have to think about it. If it's an invasion, we'll respond swiftly and harshly. But if it's an incursion, we'll think about it. We might not be as strong in our response.
Well, you know, if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, you know, it doesn't.
But like he basically said, well, just you can take the Ukraine over. Just don't do it too harshly and we'll let you do it. So, basically what he said.
So this is what I had heard, right? This is a Hill article. It says Tom Hanks narrates pro-Biden ad for inaugural anniversary.
No.
Yes. Tom Hanks narrates a new video toting the Biden administration's accomplishments over the past year, saying the country is stronger than we were a year ago today. The Hill. And it's being memed as Simpsons did it first, because they did it in the Simpsons movie. Tom Hanks comes out and says, like, hi, I'm Tom Hanks. And I'm here to talk to you because the government has lost all credibility or something like that. It was perfect.
There it is. Tom Hanks narrates pro-Biden ad for inauguration anniversary.
Mm-hmm. America is the home of the brave. It is why we keep getting up, no matter how many times we get knocked down. 2 minutes of this video.
Like with our economy. It isn't all the way back, but it's getting stronger. Getting stronger.
Hey, it's not bad.
Have you looked at the...
It's not bad. It's good.
Let me pull up marketwatch.com right here real quick and just show you the bloodbath that's been going on.
We may be entering year 3 of a pandemic none of us wanted for or expected. But we're moving.
That's lies. That is lies. Watch Jimmy Dore's show. He's got a clip uploaded on YouTube. It's Fauci saying they knew for years this thing was going to be endemic. They knew before I knew that it was going to be endemic.
Hey, did you know
I'm not a scientist?
Did you know that more jobs were created in 2021 than any other than any year in the past 80 years?
Yeah, because nobody was fucking working before because of COVID.
How do we have so many jobs open?
But look at all this color. Look at this beautiful color here on the stock market.
It's a lot of red. It's been a lot of red for about 3 weeks now.
Oh, it's been absolutely brutal, and I just keep taking all the money I have, and I keep throwing it on one fucking stock that just keeps tanking. But that's because it's tanking because everything else is. I'm telling you, man, it is the way to go. Yeah. But don't take any financial advice from me. I'm just telling you what I am doing. We are not financial advisors. No, absolutely.
Throw all your money in GME. I don't mean that literally. I just mean figuratively. Take your life savings and put it into GME.
I have one share left of GME.
Oh, you still kept it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad for me. I jumped in the hype and it was bad and I lost like $200 and I was like, whoa, what happened? And I just never looked back.
Nah, it's just $200. It's worth it for the
game. Yeah. I was part of the game. I was part of the movement, I guess. From our toughest times, America has always built a brighter future. Yes, we are brave. Brave enough to see the light, be the light we need to rebuild this country. That's not a question. I just ended it in a question because I don't know if he knows what he's talking about. I've never been more optimistic about America's future, Tom Hanks says.
What psycho is optimistic? At this point, right now, what psycho is optimistic about the future?
If you've lived,
we got a comment. The other day, I complained about the bananas being overpriced, and my own child, second grader, says, thanks, Biden.
I think anyone who has lived in absolute and total petrified fear and just can't handle how horrible things are for the past 4 years or whatever it was in their mind, that this year must be just fucking amazing. You know, you have to live in that mindset. You have to be like,
there are people that never left their house at all.
You have to have fully invested in Twitter and just lived in the flame war and watched nothing but news for 4 years straight.
Propaganda, that ain't news.
And then you see Biden and he doesn't do shit and you're like, wow, fucking amazing. I'm so happy. Not to say he doesn't do shit, because he does do shit. He does a lot of crazy shit, but
the shit he does is shit in his pants.
it's just that, you know, Twitter is so much nicer now without Trump there, and it's just
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus. It's endemic. It's endemic. So you know about the factories, right?
Tell me.
We spent. Let's Google. Let's fact check my own self here. So let's go to the browser, right here. Biden. What am I doing? COVID test facilities to be built.
Oh.
Biden administration announces $137 million deal. Is that it? I think that might be. Yeah. A test strip factory.
Okay.
To be making test strips. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not on. I'm sorry. I didn't have it on the screen for the viewers here. Read this.
Yeah.
Biden administration touts $137 million deal for COVID test strip factory. The company says it will take 3 years to build.
No.
Y'all think it's going away? Y'all still think we can stop the spread? We can do it, Louisiana. Get vaccinated, get boosted. We're all in this together. We can do it. Do what? What the fuck are we going to do? Put it back on the screen.
That's wild.
We planning on building a factory that ain't even going to be built for 3 years now for test strips.
Well, hopefully, John, And look, this is just me being optimistic, hoping that the federal government has bigger plans than bullshit. Maybe this can be retrofitted for a new test strip in the future.
Well, that would be great.
For, you know, whatever that would other be great. Whatever other disease that we have to shut down for.
Whatever China lets off on the population of the world again. Their next
we're going to have experiment. A different one next time because China's too hot right now.
Bro, they got so much shit going on over there. You know why they did it, right? It's the same reason why FDR is the worst president of all time. Their stupid shit came back to bite them in the ass. The same reason why Social Security was like the worst thing is the same thing with China. What was China doing a while back, a few decades ago, with reproduction and kids and all of that? And you remember what they were doing with that?
No. Yes. No, not really.
You couldn't...
Males? It was only males for a while,
right? And you couldn't have more than two children.
No, more than two children. And all other children had to be sacrificed to Bahamut. Right? No, that wasn't it. It was
not
different.
Not Bahamut. But you know what happened, right?
Oh.
They curbed their population growth. Yeah, so now all they have is a bunch of elderly people.
Yeah.
And a small youth population.
Yeah.
And they're a communist government. They cannot afford, they can't take, so just like FDR and Social Security, when it was planned, the idea was all the young working, because it happened with the baby boom, well, before a little bit before, but they were having baby booms. Population was growing in the United States. And
life's too good right
now. The idea was that all these people that were working would pay for the older people when they retired and the money went in. But now nobody's having kids. The population growth is actually in significant decline, especially after the baby boomers. Mm. So now we have an old, elderly population still expecting to get Social Security, and we don't have enough people paying into it because population is going down.
Mm.
And it's the same thing in both countries. So, you know, that's the conspiracy theory that China let this virus out because it's the boomer remover. It's killing all the old people. That way they can get them off the health care, you know?
Okay, so here's the funny thing about that, and you don't have to believe me, but...
I don't. No, I'm just...
No. So back when COVID first started popping off and they first started kind of slowing everything down and they got to the, you know, 2 weeks to just flatten the curve.
Mm.
Just after that, I went back to work. And I was sitting there. We were doing some work on the workbenches, and they had one of the offshore techs, an older fella, come through, and he was telling me all of his conspiracy theories. And I swear to God, off the top of my head, I said, "You know," I was just fucking with him at the time. I said, "You know, this thing was designed to kill old people."
Mm-hmm.
And he ran with it. Now, I don't think I started a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying.
It was obvious. It's so obvious in front of your face.
At the time, I started his conspiracy theory. Now, it's one of those things where everybody's like, holy shit, it only kills certain type of people. So it was almost bound to happen that people would come up with that theory and say, well, it was designed to kill old people so that we wouldn't have to worry about Social Security anymore.
Right.
True or not, cool as fuck to think about.
I mean,
I think it's cool as fuck to think about. I think those mental exercises are fun.
You should have them. You don't have to believe them, but you should at least think about them. I mean, I don't think it's... The whole lab leak theory, I think, makes perfect sense, though. Whether or not they intentionally let it out, they were doing that type of research. They were doing gain-of-function research that lab. Whether the United States sponsored it or not.
Gain-of-function of concern, John. You need to stop dragging Fauci's name through the mud.
Yeah,
okay? Yeah. Look, all you do is attack him, and you need to calm down.
Hey, Fauci said... This shit's endemic. Concern. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, and they knew it.
They knew it long before I ever said it. He knew it before I knew it. But I've been saying it long before he's been saying it. So why? I mean, he's adamantly lying. He's lying on purpose. But no, they were doing gain of, you know, they were doing gain of function. China was doing that. Their protocols, just like everything you get from China, you know, it's cheap. You know, it's crap. And so are their protocols. So are their security protocols. And you know, they're doing this dangerous science in those labs, and they're skipping shit. They're not following the rules, and they fucked up. Whether intentional or not, it's coming from fucking China, guys. I mean, that's where it's from. And then they try to line a claim from the U.S. military. Like, China's everywhere around the world knows it came from China. In China, the story is it came from the U.S. military.
Oh, good.
Like, that's how you know it's fucking bullshit.
So, my thing, and this is for everybody, is if you ever want to understand the consistency of Fauci, you have to first go back and watch every argument he's ever had with Rand Paul and understand that 2 to 3 weeks later, everything that he denied in that argument is going to come true or is going to be brought to light. It's just Rand Paul comes out and he says, did you do this, that, and the other? He says, no. And then 5 weeks later, it's like, so we didn't do that exactly. And then it changes.
Technically,
slightly.
What
technically,
we did
it wasn't
he,
that,
and he starts playing semantics.
Was. Yeah, and it's to the point now where he just doesn't answer any questions anymore, like at all. And
with all due respect, Mr. Paul,
you are wrong. You are very wrong, Mystic Paul, and you should feel ashamed of yourself.
He's the worst. He's the worst. You like the video I sent you of Tim Pool, like, cousin of the dude's doing, like, his normal family-friendly thing, and he just lost it. He did. Fauci, you can't believe that guy.
I think he's just doing his job. At this point, he's just doing his job. And his job is to quite literally just keep the lid.
Cover up what he did. Well, you've seen the whole thing with the dogs in there. The experiments they were doing with the dogs.
Those were not real dogs, though, John. Those were fake
dogs. Oh, so when you cut the vocal cords out, they're not real dogs anymore?
That's exactly correct, John.
So they can't. They were screaming too much. They were barking and screaming too much while they're getting their face eaten by flies. And the scientists couldn't handle all the noise. So they cut the vocal cords out and they let them keep getting their face eaten while they were in there.
Ain't that something?
They fucking did that. It's a fucking thing. They did that. They did all kind of sick shit. That guy's a sick puppy. No pun intended.
It was probably for the best.
Mm.
I don't know what the best was.
The ends justify the means, Fauci.
That's what they all say. Anyway.
How about them Cowboys?
I don't know shit about them Cowboys.
Me either.
How is the NFL doing right now?
I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention.
You haven't watched?
I only watched the Saints.
Oh,
that's right. It. And the Saints are out and they're done. Yeah. Drew Brees is gone, so it's several fold.
The end of an era, huh?
There was the play where the NFL blatantly missed the call, and it cost the Saints a playoff game, potentially, a Super Bowl championship. If
was
they
that
could,
a couple years ago,
that was against the Rams. You probably remember that. Yeah. It was they just totally botched it. And then, I felt like that night, something in me like died. There was a passion that died.
Oh no!
You gotta understand. I'm a season ticket holder. I've watched as. The earliest memory I have looking at TV was watching a Saints game. So it's always been a tradition. That's what I've done. Family tradition as well. So, but something died in me that night to where it never really felt the same. And then Drew Brees, of course, the legendary quarterback. He's old. It's time to retire. And, you know, like the window is closed. They're not going to win a championship now. And then they started doing all the dumb woke shit. And I'm like, okay, I'm not watching any of the pregame. I'm not watching any of the postgame. I don't care what any of the talking heads have to say, the drama. They're all full of shit anyways. They never know what they're talking about. You got to cover 32 teams and know all the players and 32 teams in it. Nobody does. They know they might watch one or two teams and they're experts on one or two teams, but they're supposed to be experts in telling you all about. And it's just like anything else. There's too many teams. One person does not know it all, but yet they're going to put them on TV and they'll pretend to be experts and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about when they're talking about your team. It's not their team. They don't know. That's with politics. That's with sports. That's with anything. And then, so anyways, my interest went down. I watch the Saints. I don't watch pregame. I don't watch postgame. I don't watch any of the other games. So I don't know what the hell's going on. I just like to say, how about them Cowboys? Because I know they were supposed to be somewhat good. And I like to pick at all the Dallas fans because they try to tell me, oh, the Saints suck. You should be a Cowboys fan. I'm like, at least this is a state I live in. I don't live in Texas. Who the fuck are you? Why are you rooting for in a team in a different state? But anyways.
The Cowboys are America's team, Jim.
That's what they said.
Yeah. That's America's team.
Yeah. But anyways, so the NFL's doing something. I don't know.
They're just doing something.
Could you ever imagine hearing me say that? Because you know how passionate I was.
I know, but about everybody, that stuff. You know, everybody changes passions, man. It is what it is. The times change. You change. Passions change. You don't change your underwear nearly enough. But,
no.
But passions do change.
You ever gotten to that ball hammock underwear stuff?
No.
Boy, they advertise all over Facebook, though, don't they?
Oh, do they?
You don't get them?
No. Did you ever buy any?
Yeah,
that's
I have.
Why they advertise all over your Facebook.
Well, they were advertising before and they advertise after. Yeah. So the first few pair of ball hammock underwear I bought was from I forget the name. What do you put a this is funny, but that's where it comes from. What do you call it? What did you put your sword into?
Oh, sheath.
The sheath. Yeah. it was sheath underwear.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little special plate, a little special pocket.
Fits.
Not only for your luggage, but for your sword as well. It's got a special pocket for that as well. But I didn't like the way they were cut. They were too high up. The pocket was too high up, and so like instead of just like cradling in a pocket, like the pocket went up, so you had to like stretch and pull them up and down. It was not formed for my body, but I tried it, and I got it from who I think is one of the funniest comedians right now. I think he's killing it, and he's pretty much all on YouTube. And anyways, they were a sponsor for his show, and so that's what I got on. What's the cat's name? Have you seen the Fresh Prez of DC is one of his things. He does a face swap.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name either.
Oh, my goodness. Let me look at my subscriptions here. My subscriptions. I'm trying to pull them down because I just want his name. And then after that, I found Shinesty, which has a much lower ball pouch or whatever. And those are somewhat comfortable. And I like the material, but you can't put them in the dryer because they'll shrink to G-strings, you know?
Jesus.
But they are very comfortable underwear. Even if you don't use the ball pouch itself, just in general, they are very comfortable underwear. I like them. They're expensive as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there he is, Kyle Dunnigan.
Oh, yeah.
So I just real quick want to show his this guy. He does comedy. He did Trump. He does Biden. His Ben Shapiro is uncanny. Uncanny. He is amazing at that. So just shout out to him and his comedy. He's one of the best out there right now doing it. The old Craig videos, those were amazing. Have you ever seen those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. All right. That's something we're going to have to you're going to have to watch one day. Craig Vancers or something like that. Video answers your question. It's stupid. it's stupid, but it's hilarious. Oh, anyways, you falling asleep over there? What's your usual bedtime?
Now?
I get it, man. If my kids fell asleep that early, this isn't about 10:30 though on a weeknight.
My wife and I are very, excuse me, sorry. My wife and I are very much 8 hour or bust sleepers. Like we try. I mean, 7 hours average, but man, if we get any less than 7 hours, it's just like wrecks our day.
Well, I don't want to wreck your day, so we're not going to hold you. It's too much, bad, bro.
And we don't have too many plans this weekend. I know we got to clean and cook and all that good stuff, the weekend stuff. And
what y'all cooking? Y'all, you got gumbos on the menu?
No, I mean, we got to plan. I got to plan some things. I haven't made chili yet. I think I might, actually. That's a great idea.
My chili, you know, the first ingredient, the first thing that goes into the pot, bacon.
That's a good chili.
Bacon.
I love bacon in my chili.
Render your bacon down.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out. Put it aside. But then you have the bacon grease right there, mm-hmm. and then that's to fry your meat in and everything else. And then you do what you do. There's a recipe. I would suggest looking it up. It's called Boilermaker Chili. It's on like all the major recipe sites.
I usually use like, I think I usually make chili with about 4 pounds of meat. So I'll mix it up. I'll do like 2 pounds of ground beef, a pound of pork, which could be, it could be bacon. It could be a mix of like bacon and pork chops. And then
pork chops.
Yeah, just pork chops.
I like doing sirloin. You ever tried sirloin?
Pork sirloin.
Beef
sirloin. Get you. Oh man, that'd be like
a beef. You got the regular chili, and then just inside of it, it's just like chunks of steak, mm-hmm. dude.
I like the pork chunks. You know, mm-hmm. I cook it for a long time, so it does break down really a lot. But
you still get those little chunks.
Pork is
in
a very
it.
Different like flavor
mm-hmm.
than just the ground meat. It's very nice. I haven't added chicken or anything yet, but I was thinking about maybe adding some chicken in there too, and just have a.
How about corn? You dump corn in there?
No, man.
Can of corn?
No, man. No. No corn. No beans. My wife doesn't like beans. I don't mind beans. I'll put it sometimes, but my wife doesn't like beans. I just do like. Shit! What do? All the bell peppers, all the onions. I have like a. I have this printout that the first time I ever made the chili this way, I printed it out because I loved it so much. But, you know, bell peppers, onions, a little bit of celery, jalapeno peppers, I think one or two jalapeno peppers, Anaheim peppers, lots of peppers, and lots of meat.
Dude.
And just go to town. Sometimes, like, I'll add mushrooms or something. You know, that's a nice little additive, or maybe like small chunks of zucchini or something. That
grow you a little garden. Chili peppers are really, they do really well.
Oh yeah,
down here. I still have some habaneros that I grew on accident.
Huh.
I bought a jalapeno. They mixed the seeds in the pot at Lowe's. So I went to Lowe's. I got the jalapenos, and there was two stems that came out. And nothing was growing on it yet. And then, you know, they grew, and one was jalapenos and the other one was habaneros. It was like orange. I was like, awesome. I was like, is this thing like not quite ripe, or is this a freaking habanero? It was a habanero. You know the difference, trust me.
You popped it to test.
But you get your own chili peppers in there. That's fun sometimes too.
I should grow a garden soon. I've always kind of wanted to, and I always talk myself out of it because like I never have time to do it, but I should definitely do it soon, because I mean it's a garden. What, how hard could it be, really?
The hardest thing I found for me, I mean, sometimes you have plants that just don't grow for whatever reason, they just mm-hmm. don't, and then sometimes you'll have plants that grow uncontrollably. The hardest, two hard things for me, one was cucumbers. They grow really well. But if you don't have a set up properly for them to vine, the leaves and stuff will cover the cucumbers, and you won't find them until they're too late, until they're overripe and yellow and they're bitter and they're terrible.
That's okay.
So and you got to watch out, because when they grow like that, if it's not set up, the snakes are going to be in out, and you have to mess with the snakes. I never found a snake, but I was so scared of finding the snake, I missed my cucumbers.
That's cool.
And I wasted a bunch of cucumbers. And then tomatoes. My problem with tomatoes, you have to find the right stuff to, if they do work, if they do grow, sometimes they don't, you have to find the right stuff to spray on them, man. Cause like, my problem, the one time I got tomatoes that grew, the caterpillars ate them before they were ever even ready to pull off.
Yeah, caterpillars are bad for that. Speaking of cucumbers, like my dad used to grow a garden. He had like three in our backyard. He had like three huge planters, basically, slightly above ground, maybe like a foot above ground, and he tilled in a shit ton of shit, like a manure, a bunch of manure. He got it from a friend because he used to work at a feed mill, so he always knew somebody, right? And he had a guy who just came by and dumped a giant pile of like horse and cow shit. Just, you know, partially like, you know, manured. It still
real
had,
good shit.
Real good shit. It had time and it was hot. It was still kind of warm, you know, because it was still like deteriorating. And so they dumped it out there. It stayed out there for quite a few months. And then he started building his planters. And man, he went to town. I mean, there wasn't nothing he grew in there that didn't just overgrow.
Mm-hmm.
He had like, he even grew corn one time. That was wild. He just had a whole thing of corn just growing. Corn. He had, we grew eggplants. We grew cucumbers. He built a, I guess, is it called a trellis?
Mm.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
It's, he had these three green poles, which is basically fence poles, like light fence poles. Mm. And he put them in the ground and he had this like light, I don't know what the type of fence is, but it's basically just a rectangle, you know? And he just laid that up against the poles on both sides of the garden, and the cucumbers.
So they're just vine on it.
Vined all the way up. We had huge fucking cucumbers, dude. One year, which is my favorite, he did cantaloupe. And he planted on one end of the garden, he planted a bunch of cantaloupe plants. By the end of the season, the cantaloupe had taken over the entire garden bed. And we had way too many cantaloupe. I mean, it was like 40, 50 cantaloupe. Just all over this fucking thing. And they were starting to grow out into the yard and stuff. Cantaloupe gets crazy. All those melons and stuff. Yeah, they get wild. So he just cut them back with a weed eater. But anything inside the garden, he'd let it grow in the garden, and it got wild, man.
My great-grandfather used to plant jalapeno peppers and banana peppers on the same row, but on opposite ends of each other, and they would cross. And so you would get some awesome banana peppers with like a little bit of spicy kick. And man, those were so amazing. Oh, and a meatball stew, I wouldn't even use a spoon. I would just slice. I'd go pull like a bunch of banana peppers, slice them into shoots, and I would just scoop up my my meatball stew and rice and gravy with that and just eat them like that, like a utensil, man. That was good stuff.
That's fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, I don't even know when I have to save this video and title it. We went from Dungeons and Dragons to family, what we would name our family, to, I don't know, politics, to gardening, whatever. That's good, though.
That's fun.
That's what it should be.
That's a good talk, man.
It is. I don't want to keep you too much longer. My cup is empty. I'm sure the kids are driving their mom crazy, so. All right, man. I appreciate you come hanging out and just shooting the shit.
I love to shoot the manure with you.
Yeah, the really good.
The good manure.
The good manure.
The good shit. That good. Big pile, bro. I like that big pile, bro.
Big steaming pile.
Oh, man. You should call it that.
The big steaming pile show.
John and Sean's big steaming pile.
Yeah,
we don't know what it is. Yeah, we don't know.
That's good.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It was fun.
Like, share, subscribe. This was just a fun night we got to do. We did talk a lot about politics. It doesn't always have to be about politics. And I started doing the Today's Crazy News segments, too. You can check it out. BitChute.com, Rumble.com, Lanyop Show. I've showed you how to spell it earlier. It's in, like, the title and the description and all of that crap. And there's no subscriptions. There is a donate button. Somebody left a comment on BitChute or something like that. It was like, who pays you money? And I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I have a full-time job. I just do this shit just to do it. But there is Like, I think on BitChute, I did set it up to where people could donate if they wanted to, but I don't ever ask for it. I don't need it. I don't care about it. You just do whatever the heck you want to do. But I do want you to like, share, and subscribe. If you like this at all, hit the like button. And you want to let other people see it, you know, share, subscribe, and get the conversation going, and comment. If we said something stupid, call us out in the comments, whatever. You know, do that stuff. And available on all the audio podcast networks, pretty much most of them. And Luigi, make Luigi fly towards the camera so we can end this thing. Peace.